Pastor. All right, look in your Bibles, the book of the Revelation tonight, Revelation chapter 22. And again, a joy to be in the Lord's house. Amen. I appreciate all the singing. What a blessing it's been. I promise you, good singing is important in a service. Amen. I've met some of these preachers that are really spiritual, and they don't want more than one or two. But I like to sing a little while and get our minds on why we're here. Amen. Then we can open the book and get in what God wants for us. Because if you don't, your mind's racing all these other directions. You're going to miss out on what he's wanting to say to you. Amen. And so I do appreciate all the good singing. And I sure appreciate this privilege again, Pastor. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this missions revival. Amen. I hope you've got help. I can say personally, I've got some help myself. Amen. And I thank him and I praise him for that tonight. And you pray for us that the Lord will help us as we preach. Revelation 22, you will enable stand tonight. Revelation chapter 22, verse number 20 and verse 21 as well. And then we'll pray. The Bible said in Revelation 22, begin verse 20, "He which testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy, and I thank you for your grace. Lord, I thank you for the reading of the Word of God. I pray now for just a little while, Lord, you'd open up our hearts and let us receive the Word with gladness, and Lord, may it bring forth much fruit in our life. I pray, Lord, tonight for that one that is not saved. I pray the Spirit of God, I would take the Word of God and I convict them and draw them out to the place of salvation. Lord, as I stand here tonight, I confess my inability. I confess, God, I'm nothing but old rotten, a sinner that you saved one day. I beg of you to touch me, anoint me, loose me, empower me. By the Holy Ghost, I pray tonight, Lord, hold back the forces of the enemy, and Lord, speak to our hearts, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 20 tonight, where the Bible said, "He which testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus." I'm interested in the words that our Lord Jesus said in the middle of this verse, when Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly." And that's what I want to preach on tonight. Surely I come quickly. If there's anything that ought to urge us on in witnessing and praying and sending forth missionaries, it ought to be the coming of the Lord. You understand, at any moment Jesus could return. And I say with the preacher, if the Lord would want to come tonight, I can't think of a better time, a better place than now. Amen. I'm looking for Jesus to come. We preached that this week and talked some even about the crowns and rewards. There's one every child of God ought to win, and that's crown for the loving, the appearing of the Son of God. And Jesus is coming again. Oh, I'm glad that I know it. I'm glad that I'm ready. I don't have to go back to Bowling Springs for anything. Somebody said, "Preacher, don't you miss your family on the road?" I do, but if Jesus would come, I'll meet him in the air. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for what's said in this verse of Scripture. Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly." Now, I preach on that last part tonight. Oh, John got blessed with them words. Did you notice that? When Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly," John hollered out, "Amen." Oh yeah, he liked the sound and he liked it so much, he said there, "Even so come, Lord Jesus. Hey, he said, Lord, it'd be a good day right now after everything he had seen. He said, Lord, I'd like for you to come now. That ought to be how we are as God's people. Oh, I'm telling you, in this world, it's dark and it's spiritually wicked. But thank God for the Christian. It's looking up. Hey, the Lord is coming again. Hey, the rapture fixed the majority of my problems. Amen. The coming of the Lord. I want to look at four things. There's four words, and we'll just look at them four words, and I'll let you go. First of all, in these words, we find the promise of his coming. He said, surely I come quickly. Hey, can I say this to you tonight? That word surely means truly. You understand God's never lied to you, and he's never lied to me. Everything he says is the truth. I've met some people, you got to check out everything they said. If the sun was out and they said the sun is out, I'd still go outside and look, amen. But if Christ promised you something, and he did, preacher, he said, I'm coming, surely I come quick. That's something true. That's something certain. That's an absolute. That's something, as we say in these mountains, you can take that to the bank. Amen. He said, surely I come quick, with confidence, without a doubt. Assuredly, he said, I'm coming. Oh, yeah, I thought about this today. You realize that is being based on his word? For he is the one that said, I'm coming. Amen. We can take it on the basis of his word. He said there in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. And he began to talk to him. And he said, if I go away, he said, I will come again. Hey, we're basing the rapture on the word of Christ. I've heard some, they'd knock it. They don't believe in the rapture. Well, when you go up with us, you'll find out what's right. Amen. Why are you so sure about that, preacher? I'm basing it on the word of Christ. It's Jesus that said, I will come again. He said, surely I come quickly. Amen. We find this promise is based on his word, on Christ's word. It's also based on the word, the Bible. Because not only Jesus said it himself, but we find that there in 1 Thessalonians 5, or chapter 4 and verse 15, he said this, listen, you know the verses, for this we say to you, by the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm preaching on the basis of this book. Now, my opinion is not worth nothing. You hear me? My opinion, and $10 will get you something at Starbucks. But you better have the $10. Amen. That's right. So I'm not preaching my opinion. I'm telling you, he has promised us. Hey, it keeps me going. I look for it more now than I've ever looked for him in my Christian life. I was talking with my son Sunday night, and we was talking about some things, and I made that statement a while back at the church. We ought to win that crown for loving his appearing. He said, Daddy, I'm afraid sometimes I'm not looking for him. I said, son, a lot of folk are not. And when you're young, you're not as prone. But you get some age on you. Amen. I had a preacher brother, they'd tell me that many years ago. I've been preaching 35, probably 30 years ago. An older preacher said, he heard me preach on the coming of the Lord. He said, son, you just think you want him to come now. I found he's right. The longer you're saved and the older you get, the more you're longing for his coming. You're clinging to the promise. You're holding on to the promise that Jesus said, I am coming again. Oh, yeah, we see the promise of his coming. He said, surely. I'm going to probably preach quicker tonight than I have all week. How about that? No, I see the promise of his coming. Why don't you know it's the person that's coming? He said, surely I. I want you to look up here and hear me. He is not sending Moses for the church. He's not sending Abraham for the church. He's not sending Elijah for the church. He's not sending Peter for the church. He's not sending John for the church. But Jesus said, I'm a coming back personally for the church. Amen. You understand how much he really loves you? He loved you so much he died for you and rose again. And he loved you so much he sent the good Holy Ghost into the world to draw you unto himself. He loved you so much that the Spirit of God dealt with you, and when you called on the Lord, he saved you. And he saved you, and boy, he wants you to be with him. Amen. I believe I could be safe with saying this. He wants us with him probably more than we want to be with him. Amen. I mean, he really loves you that much. He longs, amen, for us to be together. He said, surely I come quickly. Hey, this is a personal word here. He said, it's me. I will. Amen. It's a prophetic word. Matter of fact, I find some angels in Acts 1 when the Lord is descending back to heaven, ascending rather back to heaven. We find those angels said, why stand you gazing? They said, this same Jesus. Not a new age Jesus. Not a Jesus of some cult. But the same Jesus that came through the womb of a virgin. This same Jesus that lived a sinless life. This same Jesus that opened the eyes of the blind and brought the dead to life. This same Jesus that took your sin and took my sin and nailed it to his cross. This same Jesus that they buried, but 3 days and 3 nights later, he rose up in a body under his own power, resurrected to die no more. This same Jesus that went back to the Father is coming in like manner as they saw him go. I'm glad, hallelujah, they said this same Jesus. Amen. They couldn't say that about Muhammad. It had to be a different Muhammad, because that Muhammad died and is in hell and still dead. Amen. Somebody dead can't help you. You get it, help you, how come somebody living? And he said he ever lives. Amen. Oh yes, we find this same Jesus is coming back. The promise of his coming. The person that's coming. Man, ain't that going to be a glorious day? Amen. But then I see in these words the purpose of his coming. He said, surely I come. Why is he coming back? Well, 1 Thessalonians 4 is a good place to kind of camp for a minute. His purpose first is for resurrection. He said, them that's died in Christ. That's what he said there in that book. Right there in them verses, chapter 4, 13 through 18. He said that he's going to resurrect, he's bringing them out of the grave. Amen. Paul said, if in this life only we had hope, we're of all men most miserable. But there's something beyond here. I have followed enough hearses to the cemetery as a preacher. And if the Lord don't soon come, there could be someone sudden out of a church. We got one now that's terminal with cancer, just no telling when, and I'll have to follow a hearse again. But it's going to be a great day when the resurrection, great God in heaven, when the resurrection resurrects them that died in him. Amen. Hey, there's hope for the child of God.
Hey, I don't want to die. I'm not afraid to die, but I don't want to die. But if I do, I can tell you this, I will see you again. Yeah. Amen. The resurrection will resurrect them that died in Christ. There'll be rapture also. He said, we're getting caught up. And by the way, for that to happen, we got to get changed. And Paul said in Philippians, we're going to get a body like his, glorious body. By the way, he is in a body. Hey, some of these cults say he rose in a spirit. He didn't rise as a spirit. He rose in a glorified body. Amen. And that body, you listen to me, was not controlled by time or space. A door couldn't keep him out. A crowd couldn't keep him out. Hey, in that upper room at that Sunday night, there's afraid. They'd locked the door, but the Lord came in there and paid them a visit in a body. You say, well, it's a trick. Well, you might be able to say that if it's one time, but he done it twice. He come back the next Sunday night. Amen. And he looked old Doubting Thomas and said, behold my hands, look at my side. Put your hand in there, son. You can't touch a spirit, but you can touch a body. Amen. Hey, he's coming that we get rapture, we get changed. Hey, he's coming so they can be a reunion. I know folk were saved and loved the Lord, and I love them. And they've outrun us. But I'm finding this out. Now, my early days of pastoring, I was young, and there's some things I've learned the older I've got being a pastor. My people, wherever I've been, get deeper in my heart. I have not pastored Pleasant Valley and Burnsville in 10 years now. But them people are still in me. I get a prayer request about one. And it's like I'm not gone. I'm there. It grips me. That's that love that we have one for another. And since I've been at Gateway, same thing. We bear some good folk. Man, we've buried some was at church at the time. The doors is open in these 4 years. Oh, but I'm telling you, there's going to be a reunion. Amen. Amen. Boy, won't that be good? Some we've said goodbye down here, but we're about to say hello forever. Amen. Hey, that's the purpose of him coming. There's a reunion. Amen. The purpose also, there's a revealing. We're going up to meet him in the air. Have you ever sat down and thought about this? The scripture doesn't even hint like somebody's going to have to tell us who he is. You ever notice that? There ain't a verse nowhere. We know him on sight. And here's an amazing thing. We have never seen him with a natural eye. And somebody tells you they had, you say they're nuts. Because they've not. But we will see him one day face to face. We'll know him on sight. Amen. Oh, a revealing. I believe we'll fall at his feet. I believe we'll do some shouting too. I do. I'm telling you, you talk about being overwhelmed to see him. I get in these services sometimes, and I do. I get kind of wound up. I just get a case of can't help it. But I do get wore out doing it. I was telling the preacher the other night, and it's the truth. I run out of vocabulary quick. I graduated, but it wasn't at the top. Amen. And I have a limited vocabulary. And I believe that's the same with a lot of us. We get in these services, it get going good, and we're going, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. Boy, we get going and we go, and then all of a sudden you just run out of words and you just go, whoop! You just ain't, you, there ain't nothing else you know to say. I mean, that's, you just to the boy at that point. Yeah. Amen. Hey, what are you talking? I'm talking bad if that's it way here now. Boy, it's good we'll have a new body. Oh, when He is revealed to us and we see Him for the first time. Amen. Even some of this dignified crowd going to get undignified. Amen. I'd tell them, you could have helped us back here now. Amen. Oh, yeah. We see there'll be a revealing. Amen. Hey, there's also going to be a rewarding. That's part of the purpose. He'll reward us. We'll either have a crown or we'll lose. Whichever way, based on what we're doing now. Amen. Hey, we listen to me. Sometimes the devil tell you you're wasting your time serving the Lord. I promise you he's going to tell you that. He's going to try to get you discouraged and defeated and depressed. And you're going to think, man, it can't be worth it. But it is worth it. Yes, sir. Amen. Oh, yes. We see the promise, the person. We see the purpose. But I see also in these words, the promptness of His coming. He said, surely I come quickly. Amen. The promptness of His coming. We, all of us, joke around. Now some folk, you live it, and the rest of us laugh about it. Some folk going to be late for their own funeral. That may, they may be watching, but he is my son-in-law. We sometimes tell them the wrong time. Amen. But the Lord is not going to be late. There is a day appointed. Mark 13 verse 32. Only the Father knows. Even letting that let you know the Son doesn't even know. Now you say, explain. I can't explain all that. That's just what He said. There is a day appointed that Jesus is going to come. Amen. And I want to say this. He will not delay His coming. Hebrews 10, 37 says that. He's not going to tarry. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of prayers you can pray, and you ought to pray, and God will answer them. But there's some prayers He ain't answering, period. For you to tell the Lord to delay His coming, you're wasting your breath. Or to tell Him to hurry up, you're wasting your breath. Amen. There's a time appointed, and at that moment, Jesus will come again. Amen. So I said, it's been 2,000 years. He's not late. He going to be on time. Amen. Sometimes we finite creatures, we're so controlled with time and space. Okay? But He's outside of time. Amen. That's exactly right. That's what the book said. A thousand years as a day. Hey, in the mind of God, Jesus ain't been gone but 2 days. You need to get a hold of that. Can I even blow your mind a little bit further? If you live to be 100 in the eye of God, you ain't lived but 10% of a day. Get dwelling on that one for a while. Amen. That's right. I mean, listen to me. He is not controlled by time, but on time He will be. Amen. He's coming. I want to live every day, and you need to live every day understanding this could be the moment that Jesus comes again. We can't say, well, tomorrow, next week, next year. No, we got right now. That's what we got right now. And we're not even promised later. Amen. Surely I come quickly. Oh, John, you was right. Amen. I'm telling you. There's time. Now listen, there's a lot of folk misunderstand me some because how wound up I am. When I sing, preach, whatever. If I'm going to church, I'm going to go to church. And I'd sit at the house for I just come just out of obligation. Because I'm going to tell you something, there's a reason to be here. Amen. But sometimes because I get so much in, everybody thinks every day. And boy, I feel wonderful and I'm excited. I'm not. I go through periods of time that I don't feel nothing. Nothing. But if I just think about his coming, feelings or no feelings, I can say, amen, John. Amen, John. Oh, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hey, somebody said, but preacher, it's getting worse. It is. It's getting worse and worse. But the coming of the Lord is drawing closer. He's soon coming. And I'm going to ask you this, that we've hit it somewhere in a message every night, that if you're here lost, if he comes tonight, it's over for you. We as preachers have tried to preach to you. Sunday school teachers have tried to teach you. People in your family, people out of church try to witness to you. But if he comes tonight and you're not saved, buddy, it'll be too late for you. That's right now. Friend, you got right now. You say you're trying to put pressure on folk. If I could put pressure on you, I would. But I can't put pressure on folk. This generation, you can't scare them. Let alone force them to do something. You ain't going to force anybody in these days to do a thing. Amen. I'm just telling you the Lord's coming. That's why churches, we're to support missions. That's why we're to evangelize our communities and our families. It's the Lord's coming. I say this in closing. Hear me here tonight. The Word of God also teaches us in the book of 1 John that hope of His coming will purify us. What's that mean, preacher? It'll help you live right. If I'm going to promise you, if right now you are, strong on your mind, your heart, Jesus come next 60 seconds, you make different decisions. You act and react different. If we get our minds sidetracked, we get a lot of stuff that probably we wouldn't normally do. Amen. But if your heart and mind will be stayed, he's coming. It'll help you in living right. Amen. He's coming. Are you ready? If the Lord comes tonight, if he comes tomorrow, are you ready? Father, take the message, use it for your glory. I've tried my best to preach as you said to and what you said to. Lord, help us in the invitation tonight. Lord, may it stir us on as your people. May that sinner run to you and be saved tonight in this place. In Jesus' name. The pianist is coming. She'll play us a verse of invitation. Let's stand tonight.